According to Dr. Alan Oster with Kentucky One Health Orthopedic Associates, joint replacements are the most common in the world, with most of them being knee and hip replacements. The top two causes for that involve in the elderly, who often deal with acute arthritis pain and problematic fractures. Oster notes you can often delay or avoid the need for joint replacements by staying active and by controlling your weight.
It's just like a machine. The more moving, the more it's likely to stay mobile. And to be sedentary and not be moving the joints as much, that's where we sometimes see a lot more problems, where patients have even more pain than they normally would have just from the arthritis alone.
Oster then notes therapies are quick fix to help with the joint pain, but once those do not help sideline the pain, surgery is needed because the cartilage has worn away.
Cartilage, which is the tissue layer that protects mobility, that keeps us to be able to move the shoulder without having much pain, for example, or the knee or the hip, when that wears away and you have the bone on the bone, that produces a lot of pain and causes significant difficulty with patients being able to mobilize their joints.
Even with how far the medical field has come, joint replacements do not last forever. Oster says on average a knee replacement lasts 15 to 20 years, and a new hip around 25 years. Another downside is after joint replacement surgery, a person is advised to stay away from strenuous activities like running and jumping because it could damage the new joint.
As much as we have really good technology, there's still a limitation to how much patients can do. It's not advisable to run and jump on them, for example, because the components can break from that. I've had a handful of patients that'll play softball and jog a little bit, but even that's not really advisable. They're really designed for everyday walking.
Once surgery is complete, Oster says patients can start walking the day after surgery, functioning in 6 weeks, and back to their normal self in 3 months to a year. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Michael Gustin.